The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, to go to that breaking news that Israel will be allowed to compete in next year's Eurovision Song Contest, I am joined by Kirsty Blake Knox, journalist with the Irish Independent. Kirsty, you're very welcome to the programme. So we knew that this two-day meeting had started today in Geneva with the European Broadcasting Union, which of course is the organisation that is behind this contest. What came out of that meeting? What do we know about it?
Well, basically, they had this meeting and it was to discuss a raft of changes to the voting procedure that they were bringing in, and they were reducing down the number of times people could vote off devices. And it was to kind of make sure that the votes couldn't be manipulated and that there was more neutrality in the contest. And they were asking member delegations if they felt that these raft of changes were sufficient to ensure neutrality, and if they did feel that, they wouldn't be going to a vote on whether Israel would participate. And the EBU issued a statement saying that the member states had found that they thought that these rafts were in itself enough, and that they didn't feel the need to vote on the question of whether Israel should participate in the 2026 Eurovision Song Contest in Vienna next year.
Okay, so we spoke to people earlier in the programme about this, and their sense was that there was going to be enough pressure within the EBU from those who are participating, from the countries represented there, including countries like Spain and Netherlands, to push for that vote. But as you say, no vote was called on Israel's participation. As it stands, four broadcasters have now confirmed that they won't take part in the Eurovision Song Contest this year, and they won't be broadcasting the contest, including RTE. What does their statement say?
Yeah, RTE have kind of said that they stuck to their initial statement that they said that they thought that Ireland's participation would be unconscionable given the loss of lives in Gaza and the humanitarian crisis happening there. And they said that they will not be participating in the song contest or broadcasting the semi-finals or the grand final. So they've committed to that now. Spain have also come out. They're one of the big five who contribute financially the most to the song contest. So that's a really, really important factor that they don't want to be in it any longer. And it kind of remains to be seen if other countries will follow suit and say we're actually not going to participate in it either.
I mean, this is a contest that is still watched, Kirsty, by 160 million across Europe. So there's still a huge amount of interest in the Eurovision Song Contest. I mean, this is a really watershed moment for it.
Yeah, it's huge. It's definitely a watershed moment. And, you know, like, the Eurovision is bigger than the Super Bowl. It draws bigger audiences. This is one of the biggest events that's happened, or like this level of people of delegations boycotting it. And it's become really contentious in recent years, like Israel's participation. There's been demonstrations, there's been protests, there's been people signing, asking for them to be expelled. So it's kind of gained this tension, and controversy has kind of increased within the last 2 years, and it's really started to like overshadow the contest. But this year, what was different critically is that broadcasters started saying that we will boycott it. So that's been a crucial turning point in events.
All right, we leave it there. Kirsty Blake Knox, thanks for joining us on The Hard Shoulder. And if there is any further developments in that story, we will certainly bring it to you.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.